Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2331. Sugar, sugar, too much is bad for your brain and memory. By Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. And we have a bunch of shows covering different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And now, let's get right to today's post and optimize your life. Sugar, sugar, too much is bad for your brain and memory. By Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. Statisticians have been telling us how Western societies are facing a tsunami of people developing dementia and Alzheimer's over the next couple of decades. This is associated with our aging population. We are all living longer, so our relative risk of developing dementia rises as well. What worries me, though, is the fact that we seem to be ignoring the impact that the dramatic increase in those living with type 2 diabetes and obesity will have on these figures. Both diabetes and obesity are known risk factors for dementia. Adults who develop diabetes before the age of 65 have twice the risk of developing dementia compared to those without diabetes, and also have an increased risk of depression. It's our children, though, that worry me most. 20 years ago, the number of children diagnosed with type 2 diabetes was in the order of 2%. It was an extremely rare condition. Now, 30 to 50% of all those diagnosed with type 2 diabetes are between the ages of 9 and 19 years. Those aged in their 30s have seen a 70% increase in the number of people diagnosed. The other scary thing is that it's known that there are an even greater number of people with undiagnosed diabetes in the general population. What is type 2 diabetes? When we eat a meal, the carbohydrates in it are broken down and released into our bloodstream as sugar, leading to an increase in blood sugar levels. This then stimulates the pancreas gland to release insulin hormone, which works to restore the blood sugar level back to normal by sending the glucose to tissues that need it for energy or for storage. If the body is repeatedly overloaded with excess glucose, the body's ability to respond to insulin is diminished, leading to a condition called insulin resistance. Increasing amounts of insulin then get produced, but it can no longer exert its effect. This is the condition of type 2 diabetes, where blood sugar levels are consistently too high and associated with elevated insulin levels. It's different from type 1 diabetes, where the specialized glands in the pancreas are unable to produce insulin. When are we going to wake up to this risk? Those with diabetes have a higher risk of cognitive decline and dementia. In a study of 2,300 older women aged 70 to 78, they found that those without diabetes scored twice as high as those with diabetes on a test of mental abilities. It was also found that the longer the person had diabetes, the more poorly she performed. In another multi-ethnic, multi-center study of 10,000 people, the results of cognitive tests taken 6 years apart were compared. In the 40 to 70-year age group, diabetes was again linked to more cognitive decline. What does diabetes do to the body and brain? Diabetes affects multiple organs in the body, including the blood vessels, heart, eyes, brain, and kidneys, and is insidious in how it gradually erodes cognitive ability. elevated blood sugar levels contribute to hardening of the arteries, which is called atherosclerosis, which increases the risk of heart disease and stroke. In the brain, this vascular damage is linked to an increase in injury to small arterioles in the brain, which can lead to tiny strokes. Having persistently elevated blood sugar contributes to damage of our brain cells, brain atrophy, and cognitive impairment. The loss of brain cells is especially prominent in the area of the hippocampus. That's the specialized brain area concerned with memory and learning. Those with diabetes who have developed diabetic retinopathy have been shown to have twice the risk of developing cognitive impairment. Excess insulin also contributes to brain damage. It's been discovered that the brain has its own insulin receptors. Increased insulin levels have been linked to increased levels of amyloid, the protein associated with plaques found in Alzheimer's. Excess insulin also has a role in stimulating inflammation and reducing the levels of acetylcholine, which is an essential neurotransmitter for memory. But it's not just those with diabetes who are at risk of impaired brain function and reduced mental performance. It's been shown that drinking a sugary glucose drink will adversely affect our ability to perform on memory tests. So the key is to avoid big swings in blood sugar levels. Because we know that diabetes is associated with an increased risk of cognitive impairment and dementia, it's vital that the message gets out to all those at risk. The good news, though, is that we know that good lifestyle choices can have a hugely beneficial effect on blood sugar control. The aim is to keep blood sugar levels within the normal range, maintain a healthy body weight, eat a nutritious and brain-healthy diet low in saturated fat, and exercise for at least 30 minutes a day by walking or performing other moderately intense activities. So my question to you is this: can we afford to not be taking immediate steps to educating people to fully understand the consequences of accepting the recent global increases in obesity and diabetes? Our sweet tooth is killing our brain. You just listened to the post titled, "Sugar, Sugar, Too Much is Bad for Your Brain and Memory," by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. In school, we learned that having blood sugar levels that are too low is most dangerous. In fact, if our blood sugar levels get too low, we can fall into a coma. If our blood sugar levels continue to drop, it is deadly. Luckily, our bodies are really good at keeping our blood sugar levels at a minimum level so that we, again, don't fall into a coma and die. But what happens when blood sugar levels stay too high? The body's not so great at lowering blood sugar levels, especially when we have insulin resistance and, of course, diabetes. Now, having high blood sugar levels isn't really life-threatening, at least in the short term. Instead, as Dr. Brockes explained in today's post, high blood sugar levels over time, which is basically what diabetes is, can start to damage our blood vessels and may reduce our brain's ability to work at its best. So as Dr. Brockes said, if we can maintain a healthy body weight, stay active, and eat nutritious foods, we might be able to keep our blood sugar levels in check, and in turn, keep our blood vessels and brain functioning at their best. All right, that'll do it for the Thursday episode. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A, where your optimal life awaits.